Well, joining me now is Mike Polina, a city council member with the city of Stillwater. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah. So just, you know how you hear, you can hear a bunch of conversations and hear a lot of people talking. Are you the city council member that's been on there for 22 years?
I'm the longest serving council member for 22 years.
Congratulations.
I enjoy it. We've got a beautiful city and it's a lot of fun to serve.
Now, I understand, I've been hearing from the mayor that, because it surprised me that Stillwater hasn't hosted the fishing opener before now, and he said, well, we have a council member who I think has really been working on this for the past 25 plus years. Your thoughts to that?
Well, my fellow council members call me Councilman Fun. I like doing fun things. I was the park guy, like I said, for Washington County for 37 years, and I like to do fun activities to get the people recreating and doing things. And I'm an avid fisherman and I'm an avid hunter and a park guy. And I thought, what a fun event to bring Stillwater. I love to promote Stillwater. I love to see people come to our community, enjoy our community, and just, I try to be fun. And I just thought, what a way to honor Stillwater and the St. Croix River. I live here for this river and the beauty of that river, and it's just awesome to be out there, and I want other people to share that activity.
And does it surprise you that a lot of people kind of forget about river fishing? Because when you think of Stillwater, I think especially maybe women like to take day trips, you know, for shopping and antiquing, and I think we kind of forget about the river and recreating.
This river is so busy. It's busy.
Right.
But the fishing out there can be fantastic. I do not go up north anymore. I stay here. I catch bigger and more fish here on the river. I hate to broadcast that too much, but it's...
Beep!
It's just a great place to be. And, you know, how can I leave my house 5 minutes later? I'm on the St. Croix. The leaves in the fall are beautiful. It's just... I'll take my wife and we just go for a river ride on the river. The trees, and we'll go down to Prescott or something and have dinner, drive back. It's just a wonderful place to be.
Stillwater feels to me like closeness, a community, and even accepting of tourists like myself.
We accept. Absolutely. We... Our community is a closely knit community, and that's the beauty of doing an event like this. The community has come together to put it on. We do a lot of events coming to Stillwater. We've done, you know, bridge opening. We had a dinner on the bridge. We do a community dance on the plaza, lighting the Christmas tree on the plaza. It gets the community out, and it gets you knowing your neighbors. But everybody, the businesses, the community comes together, and it's... You know, this time of people, there's always a lot of controversy and negativity. You don't find that in Stillwater. And the people all get along. And we all have a lot of good times together. And it just makes Stillwater a fun place to be.
All right. So now I got to switch gears a little bit before I let you go. We're going to go back to fishing on the river. Any fish myths, tall stories, anything that comes to mind? The most fun catch?
You know, I was telling some people, I fish a lot, and I catch a lot of nice walleyes out there, and I enjoy that. But there's the one story I've always heard that I've never witnessed that big a fish. But I was told when they built the Hudson Bridge crossing down on I-94 that the scuba divers went down there that were working on the river to make the abutments of the bridge.
Oh, and the pilings?
In the pilings of the bridge, and they're down there, and they're scuba diving. They said they saw some catfish down there so big... It was bigger than them, and they won't go down there anymore. They wouldn't go down in the river anymore because they said the fish were that big.
Now, do you believe them?
I don't. I've caught some big ones, but nothing, never anything that big. I mean, I've caught some, you know, 40-inch fish, but nothing that big.
Gosh, see, that's what I mean. These fish stories, tales, you just never know. But I'm going because that's kind of fun to think about that.
I've heard a sturgeon. I've heard a guy caught a sturgeon a number of years ago. It was like 6 feet long.
Yeah.
And it was down towards the Hudson area.
Yeah.
It was a sturgeon was 6 feet long.
And you had another one, maybe we're talking about the same one, like it was 70 plus inches down by the power plant.
In the winter.
That held the record? Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually know the kid that caught that.
Really?
And they had to make the hole bigger. They had to drill their auger next to the hole.
That's what they were
to
saying.
To get the hole bigger and bigger and bigger so they could pull the fish through.
Yeah, and you need to get that title back because I think just a couple of weeks ago, I want to say Rainy River took home the biggest one now. So you guys got to get back on it.
We'll be on it. My buddies were just up there actually last week fishing like that.
Oh.
And his arm is so sore from catching those big fish up there. He has to go to the physical therapy now to get it. His dad taught me how to fish the river years ago. His dad was an old guide out here. And he caught one so big. It was over 70 inches, and his arms are sore, so he can't fish now because his arms are so sore for pulling in that big fish.
Oh, geez. Always something in Stillwater.
Absolutely.
We're going for human-sized catfish and physical therapy after catching a sturgeon. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Are you going out tomorrow?
I'm actually one of the boat guides.
Oh, you are? Nice.
I'm taking our state senator, Housley, out fishing and state representative Josiah Hill out fishing.
Awesome.
And Joe's Karen and I've been friends from hockey for many, many years, and she's just a huge supporter of Stillwater. And Joe actually, or Josiah, grew up two houses from me.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm taking those two out fishing tomorrow, and they're big supporters of Stillwater and what we do.
That's amazing.
I can't tell you how happy I am with our legislators on what they do for our community.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Councilman, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.